feel like it, you can make a sound on the out breath, the kind of sighing sound, and the sound of kind of releasing the body that can sometimes help begin to soften. However you're sitting, you can be aware of the parts of your body in contact with the earth, as it were. Here, earth just stands for everything with solidity. So your cushion, the chair, the mat, anything that offers resistance. And so a sense of contact between what we could call the earth of our own body, the earth of the world outside of our body. The face begin to soften down. See if you can imagine the face actually softening down through the legs and through the soles of your feet if they open to bizarre. As becoming familiar, we're trying to kind of release from the crown down through the core of our, to the root. And we're trying to draw up from the root to the crown. And this will probably naturally synchronize with your breath. Usually it feels that we're drawing up on the in-breath from root, crown, releasing on the out-breath from crown to root. But sometimes this actually reverses itself. So go with your actual experience. It feels like you're drawing up on the out breath, that's fine. But either way, try and get a sense of the whole length of your body from the base to the crown, from the root to the crown. Just in a nice, gentle, playful, experiential way. Don't worry about not feeling enough, or certain places in the body might feel quite numb. It's all right. Don't worry about it. And you're probably all aware, probably all got some image in your mind of the kind of so-called chakra system of the body, sometimes consisting of six, sometimes seven main chakras along the vertical axis. Sometimes the root and the sexual chakra are sort of blended into one. More often they remain separate but close together. The navel. And sometimes we get a solar plexus is included for the heart. So it varies, different systems have slightly different centers, energy centers. But as you draw up and release, it's sort of a sense of moving up through these different energy centers of the body. And additionally, there's different consciousnesses associated with these different centers. So you don't have, in this way of imagining the body. The body has a different type of consciousness related to different centers in the body. And experientially, this is quite helpful, I think. You know, when you bring your attention, say, to the throat, I like to do that now, just to get a sense of what I'm talking about. When you bring your awareness to your throat, it's probably a kind of an emotional element there. There's a particular experience of yourself available through this energy just center of the throat or the heart, the brow. Anyway, breathing in and out, enjoying the length of you. Length of yourself, and you can even extend down into the earth and a little bit up into the sky if you want. So we're kind of imagining making the posture between earth and sky, and the posture itself becoming a channel between earth and sky, a kind of bridge, conduit between what's above and what's below. And as we did this morning with Bodhilila, you can imagine the earth energy rising up to the core of yourself, maybe a bit like a well or spring, rising up into the body. And also, if it's helpful, you can imagine the sky energy being pulled down through the window of the crown chakra into the body. I quite often like to imagine them sort of mingling in the heart center, with earth energy and the sky energy kind of mingling in the heart center, if that's useful to you. This is just, you don't have to take any of this literally, it's just a playful, imaginal way of encountering our body. And we keep it linked to our physical breath. This will keep it grounded in sensation rather than it just going off into big fantasy. So we're keeping it embodied through our normal breath and awareness of our normal breathing. This stabilizes the imagination within the experiential vessel of the body. Nice soft face, soft hand, soft face. And we'll just leave you. I'll leave you to get on with grieving and enjoying your body in the world in whatever way that's offering itself to you this afternoon. Here's a little poem, one of my all-time favorite poems, really. And it's, we've had a lot of a bird song in the morning from Bodhilila's garden. Here's a poem about park, anyway, about bird song. A wonderful E.E. Cummings. May my heart always be open to to little birds who are the secret of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know. And when men do not hear them, men are old. May my mind roam about hungry and fearless, and thirsty and supple, and even if it's Sunday, may I be wrong. For whenever men are right, they are no longer young. And may I myself do nothing usefully, and love thyself so much more than truly. There's never been quite such a fool who could fail, pulling the whole sky over him with just one smile. May my heart always be open to little birds who are the secret of living. Whatever they sing is better than to know. Just release their legs a little bit now. Well, maybe as we come towards the end of the meditation, let's just keep the posture. And relax. So we just stop trying to do anything at all, but we keep the posture. So the posture becomes the form. Posture gives form, structure. And we just relax within that form of the posture. So it's as if the body, rather than the will, expressing the intention. The intention is expressed directly through the body. When we express the intention directly through the body, we can completely relax. What we might call will. A mental effort. We relax the mental effort. And express the aspiration, the liberation through the posture directly. Soft face. Nothing to do. I myself do nothing usefully and love thyself so much more than truly. Okay, so just bringing that to a close, and in a few moments we will be magically transported into your pod. Sangha Pod. And we'll come back together for the usual time, the usual 5 minutes.